Mom and demand a Snickers. Not the fun size one either, a big one. You deserve it. After all, you were lied to. Happy Halloween.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Hurricane Michael now blamed for 16 deaths in Florida. Fox's Mike Tobin reporting from the hard-hit town of Mexico Beach.
The police chief was working off a list of people unaccounted for, and as of yesterday said there was only one person unaccounted for. Well, today they found a body, sadly. And the police was pending notification, getting ready to say that the list of those unaccounted for was exhausted.
Michael made landfall as a Category 4 storm, killing at least 26 people in four states. Wall Street rebounding from last week's major sell-off.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 547 points at 25,798. The S&P 500 up 59 at 2809. The NASDAQ Composite up 214 points at 7645. In fact, all three of the major averages up more than 2%, with the NASDAQ as the best of the bunch up 2.9%.
The Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides at the New York Stock Exchange. This is Fox News.
No, we gotta get rid of that kind of progress. We can't have that in America, can we? Unbelievable.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
Everybody's in on the Elizabeth Warren memes today. That is Hillary, by the way, photoshopped into Churchill. Kind of fits, too. I mean, she looks good with the watch fob and all that.
Excuse me.
That's something I hate, just so you know.
Yeah, I know, but those man shoulders with Hillary's face really got me.
I understand. I had to adjust my pants, too.
Right. Well, I thought with these, like...
God, some of these. These are too funny.
That one's good. That one's really good.
They're too funny. There's a bumper sticker, Warren, and on the bottom it says 1-2020. In other words, 1-2020th. It's good stuff. Man, people are having a field day with this, and the Democrats are probably rolling their eyes. Hey, and Karen's on her way to Taco Tuesday. Maybe I'll see you over there. I'm going to El Jalisco after the show to pick up dinner for the family.
Uh-huh.
Take it home. Watch a little baseball tonight. Let's go back to the scoreboard, Joey.
Yeah, a lot of action going on out there. The playoffs. It's the playoffs.
It's the ALCS in Houston.
Yeah.
Where the Red Sox have a 2-1 lead after two innings.
Yeah, but you still got seven more innings to go.
Minus two.
Well, yeah, and that could be even incorrect there. Let me correct myself. Allow me another volley here, sir. It could be going for another eight innings, nine innings. If they end up tied in the ninth, then nobody to score, especially the home team.
Uh-huh.
Baseball.
5 minutes after five. This hour brought to you by our good friends at Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, the people that re-empower those who have caught the toughest break with a loss of mobility from an accident. They serve a lot of our wounded warriors. Restoring choices is what they do. They even re-equip vehicles out there called the VIMS. Those who are told you'll always have to be taken somewhere by somebody. That has been restored to folks with voice command technology vehicles. It's using the new technologies for the most noble of purposes, and it's giving people the option of choices that were, for most, never there. Now they are. MV1s for wheelchair-bound folks. it always makes you, you can feel the pain when you watch somebody who is wheelchair bound but can drive, but trying to get the wheelchair into the car, get into the seat. The MV1 has eliminated a step there to make it much easier. This is what they do. They can make a house safely accessible for their clients. They do all of these things, and it's a very much case-by-case type of work that they do, and they've been well awarded for their innovations for folks who've caught that tough break. Gulf States Mobility at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, the pride of Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. They hope, we hope you never have to call them for that reason, but if you need them, you'll be glad they're there. In Wetumpka, James Garrett, Tommy Johnson, job well done. A big day on Wall Street. Brant McDonald lays it out for us next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, some bad stuff. On Atlanta Highway around Bell Road, lane closures there. A couple of lanes shut down on Atlanta Highway eastbound because of an accident there. I understand you can go through the little shopping center there right beside Dairy Queen where the Virginia College is and get around it that way or go into the far left-hand lanes and squeeze by it that way. Just a bad accident there. Try to stay away from it if you can. But if you have to go through that way, be advised you can get around just by skirting around on the side a little bit. Don't settle for less. Get a certified pre-owned Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota, their used car super center. Great savings, great vehicles. Reinhardt Toyota, used car super center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to perform by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A woman was seriously injured after being hit by a car last night in Montgomery. Police say the woman was hit in the 2800 block of the Eastern Boulevard. She was taken to a local hospital with possible life-threatening injuries. The mayor of Selma says he may lay off 68 employees because the city lacks money. Mayor Dario Melton met with employees Monday to notify them of the layoffs, which take effect November 5th. Melton and city council members have disputed whether the city's budget passed in September is balanced. Melton claims the council did not account for $1.2 million in debt payments. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has placed a moratorium on early paroles following concerns that the state parole board had freed violent offenders. Ivey announced the action in a Monday press conference with Attorney General Steve Marshall. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some frontal relief on the way that's going to take us out of the 80s and back to the 70s. For tonight, maybe a spotty shower or two. Cooler, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high around 76. Slight chance of a leftover shower. Otherwise, partial sunshine. Then mid-50s tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday, nice day. High 77, lots of sunshine. Then mid to upper 70s on Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday before some really nice air. The coolest air so far this fall arrives on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The left is racist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hit it! Rapid Tunnel coming up. Oh, now Brown Cow's Classics 4 on News Talk.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today.
Latest reason we should all hate President Trump. I got a guy on the line here, though, who might give you pause to rethink that attitude, if that is, in fact, how you feel. Because the economy, and I don't think I exaggerate when I say this, is roaring. It's Mr. Right on the Money, Brad McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and good afternoon to you.
Hey, Greg. How you doing, buddy? I'm calling you, as I promised, from Palm Beach, Florida, sunny Palm Beach, and what a day it was.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me like when there are corrections, and you've always called them, as we get into those spaces where you kind of sense it's coming. And, you know, they can be, we had the one last week was 893 points. Usually the climb back, though, comes in smaller increments, using the Dow as a measuring stick. A 500, and I don't remember the last time it went up that much in one day. That's good. So what... Where is this? This is within a week now. We've seen it go down that far and now bounce back. What's behind it?
Yeah, so I think it's just a little bit more of what we've talked about all year. I mean, this economy, as you just said, is exploding higher. I mean, there's no one denying that whatsoever. And it's not an opinion. This is very fact-based. All you have to do is look at almost every single data point. And throughout the year, you know, the market has been a little bit unnerved because we get these interest rates moving up. And the question was, can this economy handle higher rates? Then the question was, can this economy handle our president going in after the Chinese and taking them on in a trade war with these tariffs? Mm-hmm. Those are on their face. Yes, they're things to be concerned about. But what I've tried to say all year long is focus on the facts. Don't get distracted by all this noise. Focus on the facts. If things start to materially change, then okay, yes, we've got a different situation. But every time we get these quarterly reports that start to come in, which is what happened today, we started off with a bang across the board. I mean, if you look at Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, which was the other day last week, and then this afternoon with Netflix, which is one of the big bellwether tech names, part of the FANG group. Blowout numbers. I mean, they just absolutely scorched their numbers. That stock is up 15% in after-hours trading.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's unbelievable. So tomorrow we're going to get a lot of carry through from today, certainly in tech land and the NASDAQ, which will be obviously very helpful and will help the indexes. But this is a story about fundamentals, raw fundamentals, too. I mean, this is not manufactured. This is not sort of engineered or anything like this. These are companies that are doing business in an unbelievable economic environment, and they're bringing it home. I mean, they are bringing it home. This is not just earnings. This is top-line revenues, raw demand. Did you see the numbers that came out this morning about how many new job openings are being offered
I believe
out there to people who want a job?
There are 7 million if I'm not mistaken. Is that what I saw?
That's exactly right. It was a little over 7.1 million. That's an all-time record for this country.
Oh, but it's Obama and his great economy. It just took a little while to kick in, you know.
Let me tell you why that's so important. This is not about corporate America saying, oh, well, we're making a bunch of money, so we're just going to share it.
That's how the Democrats are going to explain it, though. The Democrats are going to say that's why. You know that.
No, this is a statement by corporate America saying the demand at our businesses right now are so incredibly high, we need help, and we need it fast. And that's why we've got these record number of new job openings that are available to the American people. And these wages they're paying are not just pittance either. This is pretty significant. If you dig down into these numbers and you track along with wage inflation, you track along with the number of jobs that are being created, and we see this on a month-to-month basis because we get those jobs numbers. And these are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that are coming out. This is not some private organization. So I would just say what we're doing is we're witnessing a major recovery, economic recovery. This U.S. economy is really, it's not galloping anymore. It's not trotting anymore. We're in a full-out sprint. And, so I think as long as we get these numbers, the market can handle higher rates. That's just a normal byproduct of a tremendous growth rate. That's what happens. Now, I think Larry Kudlow said it the best the other day when he said, no, it's the real rate of return that's pushing through the economy, and it's perfectly natural.
Let's turn this into politics now because we have an election, was it 3 weeks from today? Yeah.
That sounds about right.
This has got to be something that plays very well. I mean, we're listening to Democrats shriek about stuff that I don't think most people really care about. They don't want open borders. They don't want what they're trying, you know, and their $15 an hour minimum wage is a joke because when the economy is like it is, the demand for labor drives the wage up, if I'm not mistaken.
You're exactly right.
So other than calling...
You're exactly right.
Other than calling Stormy Daniels horse face, and honestly... Look, I think I don't mean this in a sexual way at all. I just think I have a pretty good intuitive understanding of women, and the women I know aren't going to care about that because they see her for what she is. So what? You know, it's not like...
You're dead on.
It's not like he went up to a random woman in a shopping center and said, hey, horse face. and between her and that genius lawyer, Avenatti... You believe they're actually talking about him running for president? That's got to be right out of Comedy Central.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Well, you know...
Why would we want to wad up this amazing result he's produced? Why would we want to wad this up and throw it away? It makes no sense.
Yeah, well, these kinds of tactics and these things probably would have resonated really well in the American public three decades ago. You know, because it would be so salacious and so shocking.
But
now, man, this stuff is going on every week. Yeah. I mean, the public has grown numb to these kind of scurrilous sort of allegations.
And ironically, the guy that kind of numbed us to all of this was Bill Clinton. You know, because after all, he was legitimately accused and sued for rape and a bunch of other crimes and stayed in the White House. And Hillary still defends him. Like yesterday, she said... she was an adult talking about Monica Lewinsky, 22-year-old. Like, it was her
fault. Can I tell you how I'll tell you, this is just sort of an unscientific sort of poll or survey, not a really great litmus test, but nonetheless, it resonated with me. I'm on a plane from Atlanta down to Palm Beach today.
Yes.
And I'm looking at all of these monitors, you know, in the back seats of the, you know, how you can watch news or do whatever. And so all these people have it on Fox or CNN or whatever, and what you see are these tweets about, you know, horse face and Pocahontas and the DNA test, and everyone on this plane is laughing about it.
Yeah.
And they all think it's great.
I think when he mimicked Christine Blasey Ford, who I no longer believe was anything, I think that was a complete setup from the get-go. And I think the investigations that are coming in that are going to very much cripple people like Dianne Feinstein and others who help facilitate it. He just knows how to pick his targets, you know, and many times, I mean, how many people do you know today, you saw what happened on that plane, are running around, how could he call somebody like Stormy Daniels a horse face? You know what? After the way she just lost in court to him. She's got to pay his legal fees. I think it's a great victory for him. Hell, you know.
No, I there's no doubt about it. And there's no doubt about it.
That lawyer Avenatti, who's the woman that represents the... every time there's a female victim, she's always there in front of the camera and then goes...
I bet Joey knows.
Joey's out of the room.
He's got a better memory.
Ah!
Oh, okay.
Famous female attorney. Can't remember.
I know exactly who it is. I can picture her right now.
Somebody will text me that. Somebody will text me that in a second here.
Anyway, yeah, it's really something. And I was saying to the guy that was sitting next to me on the plane, someone I didn't even know, we were chatting about this, and I said, man, can you believe, this is the first time we've ever had a president that does this kind of stuff. But it's refreshing. I mean, yes, it's out there, and it sounds crazy. Horse face, you know. But, I mean, I think in a large way, I'm with you, Greg, in a large way, I think the public's out there going, you know, applauding and going, yeah.
And then when they try to capitalize it on the other side of the, Gloria Albright, that's the lady.
That's it.
I knew somebody would text me that. Thank you for that information. I think Avenatti and Allred ought to start a law firm together. You know, fake claims and all that kind of stuff. I can't wait to see.
Oh, well, they're no different than what our friend Milton Friedman said. I mean, tell me what is greed. Who doesn't operate on greed?
Mm-hmm.
Those lawyers do. I guarantee you. They act all high and mighty and pompous and like they're coming in to save the world, you know. In the meantime, they're gathering tons of FaceTime on all the national media outlets and raking in the dough.
Yeah.
So
I think I'm going to play that Milton Friedman clip today. When are you coming in to do a Tuesday with us?
You know, I feel pretty certain I could probably do it next Tuesday. I'll be here until Friday. Tomorrow and Thursday, we're in all-day-long meetings. I'm pretty excited about this. You know, I get invited to these all the time all over the country, and I have to be very judicious with my time because I've got so many responsibilities at the office in Montgomery. But this particular one of my really good friends who's the chief economist of a major asset management company here in this country, he's down here, and they're really doing a deep dive talking about all of the things we talk about on the show. So I really wanted to be down here and meet with him and talk to some of these other folks that are managing quite a bit of money and just sort of compare notes. And so I'm excited about that. Looking forward to sharing that with everyone tomorrow and Thursday. We're going to have a lot more earnings reports coming out as well. And then when I get settled in next week on Tuesday, I think I can come in.
Well, let's look forward to that. In the meantime, friends, Brant may be in Palm Beach, but you can still schedule a sit-down with him when he returns by calling 387-0094. And take control. Take charge of the money you work so hard to make. Instead of just paying bills and setting a little aside, put a plan together and think long term and not just the month of October like I was.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, real quick, I've got to say this. You know, yesterday you were great. You said, man, listen, you've got to go to the museum, Flagler.
Oh, Whitehall, yeah.
So I'm checking in here at the Breakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've stayed at the Breakers. I've done my show for the Breakers.
So that's where I am. And I'm checking in literally a couple of hours ago. And the woman says to me, she says, you should visit the Flagler Museum because it was his family who did all of this here.
Yeah.
And she starts telling me all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is what my friend in Montgomery just literally told me yesterday. So it just so happens that museum you mentioned to me is just a short 5-minute walk from where I'm staying.
Brant, it is, if anybody in the history of this country is underappreciated for the contribution they made, it's Henry Flagler. I never heard of him. And when I moved to Florida, I noticed when I was first down there, they had a lot of roads named after this guy, so I started looking into it. I've ended up reading at least three or four books about him, one of the founders of Standard Oil. And what I loved about him as a capitalist, he used his own money to fund driving the railroad, building the railroad down to Miami and then down to Key West, because that's what he wanted to do. You know, he made unbelievable contributions. Florida, as we know it, would not exist without this guy. And his story is really interesting because he started, like many of the folks who become very wealthy, from nowhere. He was just a guy with ambition, and it's a really cool Horatio Alger type story. But the, the mansion is interesting. And he built it for his lovely
wife.
Yeah. He built it for
her. That's right.
And the other part of that story, which his second wife went off the deep end. And in Florida, you could not be granted a divorce if your significant other was insane. Well, he had the clout with the Florida legislature to get that law fixed. And so he was and he took care of the woman who was in an institution.
Exactly.
But it's an interesting story. I wish more people were aware of it.
Well, I'll be checking it out at some point tomorrow when we get a break. Just simply because I didn't think I'd be able to make it just because of time constraints. But given the fact it's only, like I said, a 2 to 3 minute walk from where we are.
Check it out.
That's a no-brainer.
It's worth an hour, hour and a half of your time, believe me. And again, the number for Brandt's office is 387-0094. And I hope we get to talk about more good news tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, me too. I have a feeling we will.
All righty. Take care.
All right. Take care. All right,
the opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It is 5:28 during our chat with Brandt. You heard him mention Milton Friedman. I'd never heard this clip and didn't know much about Milton Friedman, but he is an economist who goes back a long ways. And this clip, it's only 2 minutes long, but it talks about, speaks to capitalism. And, you know, the left is always talking about greedy rich people and, you know, because they have the high moral plane, right? this guy, and he's on the Phil Donahue talk show. I'm assuming this is from the late 70s, and Phil Donahue was one of America's favorite libtards back in those days. And he's going to get Milton Friedman here, right?
Oh, right, right.
Because Phil himself, of course, he was filthy rich, but because he's a liberal, he knew how to best use that money. It's much more so than us regular, everyday riffraff, and Milton Friedman owns the man.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth,
the desperate
plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, when you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism? And whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear that there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems to reward not virtue as much as ability to manipulate the system.
And what does reward virtue? You think the communist commissar rewards virtue? You think a Hitler rewards virtue? You think, excuse me, if you'll pardon me, do you think American presidents reward virtue? Do they choose their appointees on the basis of the virtue of the people appointed or on the basis of their political clout? Is it really true that political self-interest is nobler somehow than economic self-interest? You know, I think you're taking a lot of things for granted. And just tell me, where in the world you find these angels who are going to organize society for us?
Well,
I don't even trust you to do that.
I mean, he just owned him like his... I don't want to use that word. But you know what I'm saying.
Well, Milton Friedman, I mean, you can find a lot of clips. He did the show called Free to Choose, where he would actually invite people on to disagree with him. And he was pretty damn good at arguing his point.
We should find some of those, because they're still pertinent today. And what we're seeing out there, and we talked about it with Brandt, 7 million jobs open right now. 7 million jobs. Jeff Bezos and Amazon had to raise their lowest wage to $15 an hour. Not because some frickin' government told them to do it. They had to raise it because of the demand for employment. And when the marketplace and the pool for employees is shrinking because there's prosperity, they have to pay more. But when the government makes them do it, guess what? It drives businesses out, like Seattle. Great example. A lot of small businesses had to close there because they had to have the $15 minimum wage. And that was, you know, for baristas and McDonald's workers. And a lot of those places just left. See, if you just let freedom, Trump has got something, I think, I was just reading about this while you were downstairs. I think from Health and Human Services, they're about to release, or now this is a regulation that makes sense. It's going to require the drug manufacturers to publish their prices. Because right now you don't know. But I have found out from people that their co-pays on insurance in some cases are higher than the drug would cost if they bought it directly. And now the big pharma is going to have to publish that information, assuming this regulation goes through. That's how you fix health care. Not by coming up with more regulations and stupid schemes.
Wait, like actually Obama. Have it be driven by the price system instead of third-party payers?
Yeah.
Like private insurance and Medicare and Medicaid?
You know, this is what's so stupid. You know, I was in my mid-30s before I even knew I had health insurance. It never really occurred to me. Because I had to use it to have a little thing removed from my eye because I was driving a convertible. I got a little speck of dust in. And it was like $400 and some to go to the ophthalmic surgeon for that. And I got the bill and paid it. And
just that white convertible with the tan top you bought for that chick?
Yeah. Except it wasn't her in the car with me when I got the speck in my eye.
Of course it wasn't. Well, it's a good thing that you could look at the speck in your own eye instead of the one in your brother's first.
All right.
Very Christ-like.
5:35, we have about a minute for calls, starting with Chad.
Ed, it's a greedy bastard lawyer calling.
Hey.
Hey, another great week for Trump shaping up so far. You got
it's unbelievable.
500-point increase, Horseface loses a lawsuit, has to pay his four attorneys' attorney fees, which is not an insubstantial
amount. That's hilarious. That's the best story of the day.
Yeah, and then we have great earnings coming out, obviously, what just happened. And then his nemesis, Pocahontas, self-immolates.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible. And not only did she self-immolate, but she's now dominated the news cycle for 2 days. And has basically shut out all the Democrats talking about the congressional races.
Yeah, well, you know? I mean, the question is, and I just put it on Facebook, the story on the jobs.
Yep.
So basically what they're running against are results like that.
Right, right. And CNN, for the fifth time in 10 days, has run another Senate poll in Texas that, again, still shows Ted Cruz up by 7 points.
More if it's CNN. They're just keeping it close.
They can't, you know, they're not polling the other races like in Montana and Indiana and all. They want Beto.
I call him Beatoff, and I'll tell you what. Yeah. Just because you can skateboard to a rally, I should put you in the U.S. Senate for that. What a ditch.
Hey, I he could take that $38 million and probably buy a skateboard factory. You know. So, I mean, seriously, do we really want someone? I mean, I skateboarded when I was 15. I was actually on a skateboard team. But I wouldn't vote for, you know, a 40-year-old skateboarder to be in the daggum Senate.
I'll tell you, you know, what, I'd pay to see Hillary on one going downhill.
Yeah. Do the Hillary cackle.
Downhill.
Do you think she's going to run again? I mean, there's no way that woman's going to run.
I don't think the Democrats have anybody to run right now.
They have Joe Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden.
Joe, what a great
guy. Trump will eat him for lunch.
Joe, yeah. No. Trump would eat him for lunch. Listen, you guys have it going. I know it's, you got short time right now. Take care.
Thanks, Chad. We always appreciate your call. 537, traffic, news, weather, and then we're back.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Lots of stuff going on around the capital city this evening. We do have some slow traffic on 85 southbound. That'll be between South Union and the interchange. Also on East Boulevard, right at I-85. The ramps are getting congested there. Same deal with Taylor Road and 85. The ramps are beginning to get clogged up there. Also still seeing a lot of heavy traffic eastbound lanes of Atlanta Highway at Bell Road, where they had an accident there. Some lanes shut down, as a matter of fact. And up on North Boulevard, where you turn right to go on 231 up toward Wetumpka, there's a lot of traffic right in there. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A teenager has been identified as the victim of the city's latest homicide. Montgomery police say 17-year-old Jadavion Smith was shot and killed Saturday night. So far, no arrests have been made. Selma police are investigating after an apparent shootout in downtown Selma left a nightclub security guard injured. This shooting happened outside of Club Entourage. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Selma police. And Governor Kay Ivey issued an executive order placing a temporary moratorium on early parole hearings after growing concerns about violent criminals getting early parole. She also designated Lynn Head as chairman of the Board of Pardons and Paroles. The board now has 30 days to create a corrective action plan. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some frontal relief on the way that's going to take us out of the 80s and back to the 70s. For tonight, maybe a spotty shower or two. Cooler, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high around 76. Slight chance of a leftover shower. Otherwise, partial sunshine. Then mid-50s tomorrow night. The outlook for Thursday, nice day. High 77, lots of sunshine. Then mid to upper 70s on Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday before some really nice air. The coolest air so far this fall arrives on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with some good news if you need to get rid of your old energy guzzling system.
We now have fall factory rebates available up to $1,100 on select systems, and we're also still offering 0% interest to help make a new system affordable for everybody.
Financing and rebates, that is good news. If your system is old and you think it's on its last leg, take advantage of these specials today. How else can United help?
In October, our business starts slowing down, so we also have low off-season pricing available. Don't wait till your system breaks down and forces you to be reactive and make a quick decision. Be proactive today and take advantage of these specials and save.
For a limited time, get low off-season pricing and rebates. What are you waiting for? Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Did you know carbon monoxide is odorless and invisible? Help ensure your family is protected from the dangers of carbon monoxide. CO alarms should be installed on every level and in every bedroom. And remember, alarms don't last forever, and it's important to replace them every 5 to 10 years. First Alert has been protecting homes and families since 1958 and encourages you to learn more about whole home safety at firstalert.com and visit Lowe's Home Improvement Stores to purchase carbon monoxide alarms today.
My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music, girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Pumpkins can be expensive. This year, save money and carve an apple. If anyone asks, tell them it's a tiny-ass pumpkin. And if they go, but it's red, say, yeah, got a problem with the color of its skin? Racist? Now you best get off my property before I taser your KKK-loving self. Another way to save money is using generic candy corn. Happy Halloween.
I just love the touch that he adds to all the seasons. So I go downstairs to the Thinking Stoop, as I do a couple of times an hour. And I see a sign laying there that I've seen pictures of. Listeners have sent pictures of this sign. And the top of the poster says, "Vote or die."
Good God.
Vote or die. That's, you know, we have that song. Hang on a second. Let me find that.
No, people will die?
Yeah. I should remember to play it a little more often because it is the plan.
These cuts are blood money. People will die. Let's be very clear. Senate Republicans are paying for tax cuts for the wealthy American lives.
People need kidneys. It's sad but decreed. Yet the senator's hoarding one more than she needs. I offer this bill and I hope you'll vote aye. Unless, of course, you just want people to die. Traffic deaths have many
That whole game plan, I think people are kind of like seeing through it. So it says vote or die. Sick and tired of being scared and tired of what? Scared and tired of what? Vote November 6th, and it's got the image of a crowd of people holding a sign, "I won't be silent anymore." Actually, the group that's choosing not to be silent are the walk away folks. But you'll get no attention. We've had a couple of them on with us. We had the woman in Oklahoma, a lesbian, who said, "I may be different, but this party just doesn't represent my belief system anymore." And this is sponsored by Vote or Die in the SOS Movement for Justice and Democracy in Alabama New South Coalition. 334-262-0932. Vote or Die.
Yeah. It's a little hyperbolic, but, you know, that's par for the course.
No, well, yeah, I know.
Sorry, I did that again.
This stuff works, but that to me is just a bit of a stretch. And, you know, they never tell you how. We've heard that in the Senate. People will die.
Or maybe that's the new plan. It's like, unless you vote, we'll come and kill you.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about the Nazi Party.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Socialist Party of Germany. And after they delivered all their initial promises, then they went around and they decided who was worthy of keeping and who was not.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was not just Jews.
Well, they hated the commies and the gypsies.
Bolsheviks, gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they all wound up somewhere. Most of them dead. And, you know, I watch a lot of documentaries on World War II. And remember about a month, maybe a little bit longer, I saw some college woman standing there holding up a picture of Joe Stalin, who, in terms of total people killed, dwarfs Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
By about 14 million people, and that, who knows for sure. And many of them his own. The most cold-blooded murderer in history. He was so paranoid that if he had a feeling that the generals that he depended on for guidance on them, he'd wipe out 80 at a time and then replace them. Well, that must have been nice.
Bill Burr has a whole rant in one of his comedy specials about why don't Stalin's kills count? It's like, if we're ranking, like, the worst murderers in history, it's kind of like ranking, you know, musical album sales. Like, Thriller's one of the best-selling of all time. Those sales count. Stalin clearly has more kills. Why don't his kills count?
That's a good question. And that's using humor kind of in the way Norm MacDonald. I don't know how many of you are history buffs out there.
Right. No, I think it's because Hitler in particular, in the Nazi Party in general, and what they represented, is become the ultimate symbol of evil. Like, they were the uber bad guy we had to defeat in order to become even greater of a nation.
Well,
so it's that what everybody always turns to.
Two things. When you really, and I've studied this war inside out. Two things. One, Roosevelt was totally and willfully naive about Stalin and what he was really doing. You've heard of the Doolittle Raid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Russia's supposed to be our ally.
Mm-hmm.
We have B-24s who heroically launch from an aircraft carrier knowing there's no coming back to that ship, and they did not have enough fuel to make it to the bases that had been pre-designated because they had been seen before they were scheduled to launch. Some of them survived, but one bomber in particular flew over Japan and landed in Russia and spent the last 4 years of the war in a prison. Now, why would Roosevelt allow that when we were sending blood and treasure to help them?
Right.
Roosevelt just, in many instances, and this is not based on imagination, this is based on the records of meetings, he just refused to believe that Stalin was as evil as he was.
Well, and again, think about the two major powers we're fighting World War II. Germany and the Nazis, and then the militaristic Imperial Japan. It's strange. Like, you still, like, what if you really don't like your opponent, what do you call him? You call him Hitler. They're Hitler. They're Nazis. But for some reason, there's a weird respect for the Japanese, even. It's like they were crazy. They would not give up.
No.
There's almost like a weird respect for them because of how dedicated they were to their
cause. See, now, on the positive side, Roosevelt was not the least bit naive about Germany. Right. He knew what they were capable of and the advances in engineering that they were... look at the... You know, that was our real... what do they call that at the end of a war? The victor collects the spoils.
Yeah.
The real spoils of World War II were the brains that we brought back over here to continue advancing our own technology. Great. One of the better UFO shows on American History Channel is the one on Nazi UFOs. They were in development. They had all kinds of crazy, way, way, way ahead of their time. I remember watching one where a guy who was a waste gunner on a B-17, the first time he saw a jet, never seen a plane without propellers. Germany had that. And we talked yesterday about the rockets and the buzz bombs and the weapons of terror they were just releasing. So you have to give credit to Roosevelt because he knew that over the long haul, Germany was going to be a much bigger threat to us, but he had to have a reason to get, and Hitler gave it to him. December 8th, or 10th, whatever, he declares war on us, and that's all Roosevelt needed to get in. But he knew at some point we'd have to, even if he had to risk his presidency to do it. But that concludes the highbrow intellectual discussion of today's show. We still applaud our president for calling Stormy Daniels horse face. Because it's funny.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. And you just saw that episode, huh? So when you hear one of the drops, because I remember watching that.
I thought that was the one where Larry, like, Jeff gets up from the table at a dinner and goes and, like, he doesn't relieve himself.
Yeah, exactly,
he makes a jerk out of himself, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah. And so Larry'd make it like eye for an eye type of world is like going to go over to their place and do it himself.
My favorite episode of Curb was the Black Swan.
Kills that damn swan.
I know. And of course, he just had that knack for taking what was kind of a horrible moment and making it hilarious. I just don't know how he did it. And his cell phone going off at the, he gets into an argument with a guy in the golf clubhouse and the guy dies of a heart attack. And Larry's been yelling at him on the course. And it's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, we're at 5:54. We're going to wrap up here. Don't forget, tomorrow's Wednesday. We'll have our drawing at 3:20 to see who our latest Baumhauer's Big Shot is, and then we go over to Baumhauer's after the show tomorrow night. And we hope you'll take a moment, if you have a vision issue, if you'd like to continue living your life without glasses and contacts, that you'll contact Montgomery Eye at 272-2020 and make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor to see if your vision can be corrected by this procedure. It's practiced by two of the best in the business, with Dr. Swan and Dr. N. Shin, who have years and years of experience, have perfected this to a fine art, and recovery time from this is now down to basically nothing when it used to be a 2 or 3 day thing. And the prices continue to come down as technology has advanced. I did it. I went to see the refractive surgery counselor. Unfortunately, my vision issue cannot be fixed with LASIK, but I wish it could be. 272-2020 if you'd just like to learn more about LASIK and this incredible practice that's been around, speaking of World War II, since it ended. Go to onlinemep.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good evening, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic continue to use caution on Atlanta Highway from Bell Road all the way back almost to Perry Hill Road. Backed up traffic from an accident there. Some lane closures up closer to Bell Road. Also on the Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way past Carmichael. Some heavy traffic in the southbound lanes there. Also over in the downtown area, seeing a little bit of congestion down around the Capitol. Otherwise, everything is going along pretty well. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I got David Little in the house from Tucker Pecan. Football season right here. You got everything ready to go?
Yeah, Bubba, we've got everything you need to tailgate, to throw a party, to just give a friend or a family member of Alabama and Auburn. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We've got great jewelry. We've got great totes. We've got the clear purses you need to go to the games. We've got all that at Tucker Pecan. Plus, if you need to just throw a big party, we've got the best dips and sauces you will find anywhere to make your party a success. And if that's not what you need and you need something else at Tucker Pecan, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have those made fresh daily. You know, Bubba, Christmas is not too far around the corner. And Thanksgiving, if you need some gifts for your friends and families, we've got those at Tucker Pecan Company.
Don't forget about the pecan pies either. Tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
At Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, they're selling